According to Prime Minister Tuila Epasalele Mala Elegawai, the issue is simple. Samoa's parliament passed a law late last year. After a six-month notification period, it takes effect on June 30th, and that's that. In one of his weekly radio programs, the Prime Minister said no government under the sun sets up a law and then waits until some people agree with it. The Congregational Christian Church of Samoa sees things differently. In May, the Reverend Vavatau Taufau, the church's general secretary, convened a general assembly which voted to reject the law, effectively declaring that the government lacks the authority to override the church on what it sees as a matter of religious principle. Reporters were not allowed into the meeting, but the Sunday Samoan obtained a recording where a senior minister declared that church ministers should never pay taxes and that the government's decision would lead to its downfall. Prime Minister Tuila Epa fired back in a speech to Parliament. The church, he said, was putting a gun to the government's head. Church ministers were driving flashy cars, he said, creating traffic jams, but don't want to contribute to the construction and maintenance of the roads. He noted that other churches are prepared to comply, and if Parliament gives in, he warned that the integrity and finality of its laws would then be open to question. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.